Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
My. It's always good to come before you. This is Throwback Thursday. You're going to say Thankful Thursday. Thanksgiving Thursday. God is good. He has blessed us one more time to be before you and share some things in regards to Dr. Lou's neighborhood. We focus on issues in our neighborhood block by block. I am Dr. LaRosa D. Smith. So glad to have an opportunity to be before you. I want to thank each and every one of you who's out in the listening audience and whether you're watchers or listeners. Thank you for taking time to listen to the shows that we produce and we bring to you, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. So glad to have a chance to do that. We're heard in 18 countries, so God has blessed us to be able to have now 409 episodes, and it's good. It's a blessing since 2017. So to be here before you and talk about American educational system failing Black moments, if you remember, we started off about 2.5 months, almost 3 months ago, focusing on based on our boys and how we can prepare them for healthy relationships. And we expanded to looking at, as boys grow up to be men, grown men of their choice, maybe a grown male or a mature man. We also talk about young ladies, girls growing up to be mature women. We talk about how our relationship in life can be so much better. On the other day, we kind of focused on our schools and how schools was failing Black children. And as a retired educator, I wanted to kind of step a little bit farther and focus on our boys, because we're going to continue on that series. We want to truly give a shout out to each and every one of you who joined us. And it's so thankful to have you here. See, we have some struggles. And I'm going to play a little something that kind of lead us to what we're doing. Because it is a struggle to make sure our Black boys are successful. We cannot go half in and half out. We have to go full speed. We have to make sure Black boys rock. We have to make sure Black boys are successful. And if there's struggles, we've got to pull together as a community. It takes a village to raise one child. That is an African proverb. And you have to keep that in mind. Are we ready to be the village? We're talking about our neighborhoods. So we want to make sure that in our neighborhood, block by block, we're focused on our Black boys being successful. Being a member of a fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, we have an awesome Sigma Beta Club. We focus on our boys, preparing them to be productive men in society. We challenge every fraternity, every sorority, every organization that's out there, let's focus on our boys. We're losing our boys a little bit too fast. And one of the entities in our society that is helping the downward spiral of our boys is our education system. So that's that I wanted to play. So we do not own the rights to this music, but we'd like to play some in regards to where we're going through our young men for granted. We have to prepare our boys to rock. I know we have things that focus on our girls, and I know there's been some challenges in this life. But boys, if you forget about them, they won't be able to rock. We want to let you know that you can be a part of this show and share your thoughts on it by calling in at 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can be a part of the conversation by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell and actually give you a location. And besides that, you have a truly, truly a great opportunity to just share your expertise. Also, if you want to check us out on the web link, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And if you want to check us out on Facebook, you can. That's facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. And I'm excited, as I said, about Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, just recently coming from the International Conclave up in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where we was excited about lifting up our boys through our Sigma Beta Club into Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We say hoorah to you, because through your Sigma Beta Club, you're doing some awesome things. You're the most progressive chapter, as they tell me, in Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So your partners with us, they are the one through Instagram, line that vehicle to broadcast what we're doing at WBSW Internet Talk Radio. A shout out also join us, the brothers of Beta Psi Sigma chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, brothers, for joining. And I also have one of my former players, former students out of McKenzie, Alabama, was that place that gave me that springboard to be where I am today, retired and giving back to the community. A shout out to Earl Presley. Thank you, Earl, for joining us from McKenzie, Alabama, McKenzie School. Man, I tell you, so good to be had. That song was saying we don't own the rights to this song, but struggle no more. And how we can no longer struggle, we have to focus on particularly a segment of our world and our life, which is our boys, to make sure. And I'm talking about black boys. You know, the American education system is failing our black boys. You can challenge me on that, but I'm going to take my 30-plus years watching our boys being pushed and shoved and placed into special ed, watching our boys being subject to suspension and expulsion, watching our boys truly, truly have been a sense of disparity. See, we got to understand, if you want to make sure our boys are successful, we have to truly, truly use that African proverb. It takes a whole village to raise one boy. And see, that's what we're doing through the series for the last 3 months. We've been talking about preparing our boys to be successful in healthy relationships, successful as the man, the mature man that we want them to be, successful in our areas of education, economics, political aspect, the social. We want to make sure the word is out. So when we're talking about the American education system failing black boys, we got to realize and be aware of what's going on. So we want to talk about how our educators are failing our black boys. And I truly have to say there's a lot of things we can look at and address and say, this is what's going on in our schools. But when we get to the point where there's not equality, see, the American or the U.S. education system is the most unequal education system in the industrialized world. I'm going to repeat that because I want you to hear that. The U.S. educational system is the most unequal educational system in an industrialized world. So if the system is unequal, that means our black boys are falling further and further through the crack. What are you going to do?
Are you going to just stand by and let your sons and let your grandsons and let your brothers, let your cousins, your uncles, or whoever it may be, fall through the cracks? See, we don't realize that when we're failing at a higher rate than any other student or any culture of students in the school system. We have a lot of things that we have to go back and look at. That's why we're talking about neighborhoods. See, we're talking about block by block. We're talking about going into homes and making sure parents or a parent is prepared to be the pillar for our boys. Our boys need you. I'm not saying our other children don't, but our boys truly, truly need to have a stable foundation. See, it's so important that we keep in mind that our foundation principles that we encounter or learn from early years sets us up for what we're going to do in the future. And see, too many times we're in the urban cities. We're trying to survive. We're fighting on truly, truly not only what's going on in our American educational system, we're fighting on what's going on in our neighborhood. You might have a rural neighborhood that may not see much, but if you go into your larger urban city, where our children, especially our boys, are fighting to survive, and a lot of times it's in the streets. They're fighting against gangs. And see, you got to understand that they're trying to survive. Now, something one of my co-hosts said on our Monday night show said, because she's a lady, I call her, she put her boots on the ground in Oakland, California. She's in the streets of Oakland. One of the things when we was talking about our boys being able to see models to be men is that a lot of our boys are having their manhood taken from them at 10, 9, and 8 years old. See, we got to realize there's a lot going on the outside. There's a lot going on in the neighborhood. There's a lot going on in the streets. That when it comes to the school system, come to the American education system, that's already a place of disparity, already a place of unequal opportunities, always a place where inadequate funding, and sometimes the lack of the leadership to make the tough decision to make sure our boys or make sure our black children are successful. We are comfortable with just settling for less sometimes. And some people will challenge me on that. That's what I want you. I want you to be able to chat with Dr. Lewis and D. Smith. I want you to call Dr. Lou. And I want you to make sure you send your thoughts. The call-in number for sure is 347-857-419. Till you get a chance to chat with Dr. Lowe, let me know what you see the problem is. Let me give a shout out to Brother Lorenzo Flemings. See, he's Lorenzo Flemings. Thank you, Brother Flemings, for joining us. A member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. It's good to have you on this line. It's all about finding out what we can do to put our boys in a better position. We want them to be able to be the leaders in the community. As a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, we're taking hold of that challenge through our Sigma Beta Club. It ain't just not started. We've been doing this since 1950s. And we're going to keep on doing it up until we go to whatever point we need to go. Well, as long as this fraternity is here, we're going to make sure the Sigma Beta Club provide our boys with those mentoring programs, provide them with the support, provide them with the care, provide them with everything they need, because we want to be the village that raised the one boy we have to raise. We're going to do them one by one. So what we want you to do is we want you to share your thoughts about what our boys need. We want to know why our boys are failing in school. A lot of them point their finger at everybody else. Everything that's happening at home. But truly, truly, I want y'all to be realistic. Our educators are failing them too. Come on now. See, we have our children in a lot of the school settings that in a sense of despair that I said that earlier. They go to school with some things that going on that's at home and encounter the same thing when they get to school. So you ask the question, how are educators failing them? Because if you don't realize that you are the model for seeing success, and what I'm saying with that, we talked about how to prepare a boy to be a grown man or a mature man, he must see modeling when he is a boy. And when I say modeling, I mean positive modeling, because if you have negative modeling going on, I guarantee he will pick up those things. He'll pick up what he see in the street. If he see that fella looking sharp with that brand new car and may not be working, he'll feel like, let me find out how those things. I don't have nothing. So the modeling that's going on with that person may lead our boys to be engulfed in a cultural industry. That's that there to be written for them. So he drops out of school. He becomes damned out first, then he drops out. And now he's trying to survive. Now, when we're talking about educators and how the system is failing our boys, I can remember a poster I walked into one of the high schools in the county that I worked in before I retired. And next to the counselor office, come on now, think about this, next to the counselor office, so everybody would see, it had a picture of the prison setting. It didn't say too much that it was derogatory, but it's that the picture, when you saw the individuals in there, 90% of them was African American. So that means our boys walking in that office is identifying with somebody that looked just like him. And see what we have to do. We have to remove those elements from the school system. We have to continue to have positive things when our young people walk in and read so they can be successful, especially our boys. See, we have to model as teachers, meaning that if there's a male teacher there, a black male teacher, you have to model truly, truly those positive things. And then we have to set up these various mentoring programs for our boys so they can be successful. See, that's what I'm talking about. We're going to have to realize we got a job ahead of us. If not, we're going to lose many of our boys like we have so far. There's a lot of data out there, a lot of thought about this, and a lot of suggestions that, you know, if we don't do something for them or have them with positive fundamental principles by that third grade, you have certain individuals out there determining how many beds they will need in prison based on the performance of a child, especially our boys in the third grade. Again, I say we're failing there because we let someone else write the narrative. Simply, we need to be more engaged as teachers, parents, administrators, community leaders, religious leaders, or economic leaders. We need to get more involved with our schools. Yes, we can have clubs and organizations for them. But let's not have our clubs and organizations and never go to the school. And if you go, it's sparingly. Our boys have to see you. They have to see what success looks like, so they can put that success on themselves. We have to be really involved in programs to improve
the relationship between our teachers and our black boys. We want to know how we can address this as educators. We have to develop positive relationships. You know, I coach for many, many years. I always share with individuals about how the boys, whether they play sports or not, watch you all the time. Children are very observant. They watch how you interact with individuals, not only with the coaches, not only with the players, but with the parents, but particularly the female parents. So you have to be very careful, because they see that, and you are now, again, modeling. So first of all, develop a positive relationship with them. See, children care when they know you care. And some people might want to challenge me on that, but it's all right. I can promise you, from my personal experience, they really care when you show them that you care. So as educators, we have to make sure. We have to make sure we have a four-tier. And this is something being practiced in several unified school districts, in the Oakland Unified School District, in San Diego, in New York, and I would say in South Florida down there in Broward County. There was several programs that was implemented that particularly this four-tier program, I believe that is so important for our children to be successful. See, that four-tier includes some very important stakeholders. Those stakeholders are the parent, the teacher, the administrator, and the student. We have to come together and develop an intervention program or some kind of system to help our boys move through the various type of obstacles in our educational system. As I mentioned about the third grade, I want to share with you something that was offered through one of the early childhood educators, Harry Morgan. We want to make sure we give him credit. He talks about boys falls in a different category when we say we base that third grade thought process and that building our future prisons on their reading level. But there's something comes after the third grade that we have forgotten and we're overlooking. See, Educator Morgan said, he said that the fourth grade failure syndrome is in play. And after reading and thinking about what he was saying, Harry Morgan realized that when they get into the fourth grade, something happened in the classroom with our black boys. The environment completely changed from third grade to fourth grade. And it's basically on the social interaction style of our children there. See, when they get to the fourth grade, it become more individually a focus. When they get to the fourth grade, it become a more competitive style. And a lot of time, our boys have challenges. They are competitive, but they push for at the highest level, and they want to compete at that level. And sometimes our educators pull them back. Sometimes our educators tell them, you too hype, you too hybrid. Sometimes our educators say, you're disruptive. Sometimes our educators write open referrals just because of the excitement
when you want, they're at a time of competition, and they have that individuality, however, and they get excited, and you think they shouldn't be, and you truly start something for them that you don't realize, and that's maybe a trend toward them being, as you identify, as a behavior problem. That's what we have to erase that. We have to understand that if we want to talk about individuality, we know our children are competitive regardless. They're competitive at those younger years always. But when they get to 9 years old, 8 years old, and 10 years old, they're more competitive, a little bit more excited, especially our black boys. They get excited, just like you do in a game. They go scream and jump and hop. And I know you said, well, you got to follow the rules. You got to, you have to do that. But you also have to take time and understand. Look at the positive. They're involved. Don't kill their excitement. Don't kill their competitiveness and start laboring them with behavior problems because they may be shouting out. They are so excited to have a chance to even answer the question. They want to be called on. So instead of diminishing what they're doing, we have to truly, truly tell them, job well done. However, I'm going to ask you, let's speak with whatever the rules of the game are. Raising your hand and keeping up. Let me ask you to do that. But you did a good job. You have to keep the enthusiasm there. You have to kind of continue to motivate them, or you continue to motivate them, and they'll feel a little bit better about school. If you run into something that's been labor on them, especially in the third grade, that will determine how many prison beds we're going to have. And we know a lot of time that focus on our black boys, because a lot of time when they become dimmed out, they eventually become dropouts. Not all cases, but I'm just saying a lot of times. I would love to share that data that said this is how many dropped out, this is how many dimmed out. But a lot of times it's hard to get that information because people can't recognize children being dimmed out. We don't take time to look at that. And it could have started in that fourth grade failure syndrome. When we want to classify them as behavior problems, we want to classify their behavior as saying they are not able to follow rules and regulations, and now we want to recommend them for special ed. Early age classes. See, that is one of the challenges we have to make sure as educators that we focus on. Because when they lose interest as a 9-year-old in education, already we know the American education system is the most unequal educational system in the industrialized world. So if it's so unequal, who are the ones on the other end of that part don't have the same opportunity as others? Truly, truly, we know it's people of color, but truly the fearful thing is it's our boys. We don't want to lose our boys. That's why black boys should rock. There should be more mentoring programs throughout our churches, throughout fraternities, through all organizations that there. We should have schools making sure there's mentoring programs in place so our boys can feel empowered, feel like they're part of what's going on.
instead of finding more success at 9 and 10 years old in the streets. As I mentioned earlier by Tina Robertson, she's in the streets of Oakland, and I call her the lady with the boots on. And she truly, truly can talk with you and share those thoughts if you want to connect with her about what's going on. Even though Oakland has one of the most preferred unified school district in working with programs to help tighten the gap, the achievement gap, knowing that we need to make sure we be inclusive, not exclusive. We want to be a part of the show by giving us a call at 347-857-4192. I'd like to talk with you. This is Dr. Lowe on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. I will identify you once you press 1, the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, that asks you for your location, then offer your comments, offer your expertise. We want to know what's going on in your, as we say, on your neck of the woods. How's your district dealing with our boys? Are all our boys being placed in areas or labeled? Because we're already a lot of times stereotypical with our boys, because something about this in our society, we really think we focus on looking at a boy, what kind of athletic ability he has or what his build is, and determine never looking at his intellectual achievements. Not all the time, but in some cases. So we want you to share your thoughts on it. Give us a call. We're going to give a shout out to Ms. Bush, EDS. Thank you so much for joining us. Truly, truly, American educational system failing black boys. What's your thoughts? Are educators part of the problem? Are educators part of the problem? We want you to share your thoughts on it. You can type in your comment on Instagram. Again, thanks to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenwood number 10, for wanting to be a partner with WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And we thank those brothers. Also, you can share your comments, your statements, just whatever you want to share on Facebook. You can DM if you want to, or you can just share your comments on the Facebook page as you're being recorded on there. So we truly, truly want to keep you involved. We're glad to be able to say that 18 countries of listeners and watchers, it doesn't matter if it's one or it's 1,000 or 10,000. Someone said, if you want something to happen, tell one, so they'll get the word out. That one gonna tell somebody else, and somebody else gonna tell. And we thank each and every one of those individuals, truly, truly, on the North American continent, the United States, for the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, and down in Cancun, in Mexico. Check us out. Montreal, in Canada, check us out. Toronto, check us out. WBSW Internet Talk Radio. All right, let's look at the next topic, and we can kind of move the agenda pretty quick today. I'll truly share with you all. Sometimes when you're doing two or three things at a time, we are in our process of opening schools at the university, Alabama State University. So we will set up these 2 days to do our workshops and our service. So I'm sort of like in a break before I get the next one started up. So I wanted to come to you and share with you what we feel, what I feel, leading to our boys failing, our black boys failing. I know all children of color are having challenges, but it seems like our boys are failing a little bit more often than their counterparts. You know, that's a disparity that we no longer need to bury our head, because we're going to get it back exactly as the thing said. We want to be there. We're going to work with issues in our neighborhood, block by block. So we need to talk in our homes. We need to talk in our neighborhoods. We need to talk in our communities. And then move out and make sure our word is heard. But not only our word, we need your actions. Establish a mentoring program, whether it's through your church or your organization, for our boys. Because we need to make sure we do that. Establish in our schools. Go to our schools. Go to your schools and in the neighborhood and talk with the administration, or go to the Board of Education. Talk with the individual in designated in the central office, the superintendent office, to work with setting up mentoring programs. So we need you. We need a whole village to raise one child. Let's look at how we can empower our black boys to be successful. See, in school, there has to be a positive relationship between teacher and students, particularly black boys and their teachers. I'm not going to just say particularly black males that are educators, but all teachers. You have to have a positive relationship with those boys and have to take into account what they may be going through outside of that school building. I can remember, if you're an educator, you may remember too, well, a retired or former educator, schools are identified as safe places. Children should be able to go to school and be in a safe place. So we're saying when our boys, black boys, come to school, they're in a safe place. And through the things that are happening with the relationship with our teachers and our students, allow them to envision life beyond that present situation. They can see themselves being successful because of the positive relationship they encounter in school. Again, I say, special black male educators, you are models. Special black boys. They have to see the positive things you're doing, because you are doing some awesome things as educators. They also, while they're at school and forming that, having that relationship with that teacher and student, they come to know themselves. They come to know themselves in a relationship with others. They're finding out because they need to understand who they are and whose they are. Because each year of that development of the foundation principles, that's going to help and help all of us as we become into adulthood. It starts there. They come to know themselves. They truly, truly know who they are and whom they are. They also have the opportunity to make progress, be productive, and not destructive. See, they have an opportunity to see the modern to give back. That's why when we forming our mentoring programs, we give them assignments too, so they can give back as well. There will be the project that those boys can work with the teachers. I always say in career tech, all of the particular areas where they work, whether with their hands, with their technology, when they're working with the teacher, it plays a very important part in developing our children, in particular boys. You know, think about horticulture. When those boys are getting an opportunity to plant something that they can see grow, but they're doing it with the teacher. That relationship is building. They see that teacher and see the positive things. And they may just say, I want to be just like him. I want to be just like my teacher. Another thing, when they able to come to school and form a positive relationship with the teacher, they begin to care and demonstrate the care. We always say children care when they know you care. If you tell them, I got mine, you need to get yours, that to them are showing that you don't really care about whether I get mine. But if you go in and say, and I'll share it with a very, very special person, and I was sharing with them, I said, I always tell my students, even on the college level, you fail, we in this together. Every one of my interns and one of my students in my class, I tell them that. You fail, I fail. We can't go in and not have an attitude of I have mine, now you have to get yours. You are the most important resource in that class, in that building to help them get theirs. Teachers, remember that. See, we have to put them in a position to change their thinking, which will lead to them changing their action, regardless of where they come. If they're living on the street and they still come to school every day, they feel like there's a safe place. And whatever they see in the street, they know they see different. And that's just an example I'm using. They'll understand that, you know, there's something out there better for me. So we have to make sure as educators that we have to change their thinking to change their action. If you always said something, I always try to tell some people and parents, keep telling your son or your child, you bad, you so bad, so bad. You know what? That's what he believes. And that's what some of our black boys hears. Not only in their homes, they hear it through our media. You got to be hard. You got to be tough. Can't let nobody disrespect you. This is what we have to work on changing. Changing that thought process. And I promise you, their action will change. We want you to still be a part of this by not only just viewing, it's a call in. Call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can talk with Dr. Lowe on Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. Once I identify the four digits, that's on your cell, ISO location, I want you to jump in. Jump in and share your expertise. We're going to give a shout out to several individuals that have taken on sponsorship with us, and we're so glad to have them in place. Thank you so much. We're going to give a shout out to B.C. Williams Law, PLLC, Attorney Benadja Williams, and the number to contact her is 281-978-2121. If you have some civil issues that you're in need of legal advice, criminal issues that you need of advice, give her a call, if you're in a situation where you need your record expunged, she can do that for you. Give her a call. That's B.C. Williams Law, PLC. Also, a shout truly, truly out to my good friend, Leon Davy. He's my auto broker. He works out of Troy Nissan, located in Troy, Alabama. If you're traveling through going down to Panama City or either going to Florida, South Florida, North Florida, more or less to the central part of Florida, then moving over that part, you'll run through Troy. If you're coming from the north of anything on the Midwest, you'll be coming through Montgomery and 231. Everybody say you don't have to go well. You can go down, continue with 65 and continue down, but you have to get off 65 if you want to shorten your distance to get to Panama City or get to I-10 to take you to Jacksonville all the way down from 75 all the way to 95 down to Miami at the company. So stop thinking of a shout-out. Shout at Leon Davis. Tell him WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Shouting him out today. His number to contact him is 334-372-1426. Tell him Dr. Lowe shouted you out, and when you mention my name, he'll work on giving you a little extra discount. I promise you on behalf of Charlie Easton and the partnership we have, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Just give me a shout out, and you'll talk with him, and he'll do some things that put you in the right Nissan that you want to be in. Also, King's Transportation Services, contact owner Lyndon King Sanders, one of the top transportation services, whether it's you need a hauling or something, whether it's products, just individuals. The buses or whatever you need to check with them. The number is 205-454-8157. Again, that's Lyndon King Sanders of King Transportation Services, 205-454-8157. Let's get ready to wrap this up. It's truly, truly been awesome. But the last thing I want to say about black boys, boys need to be empowered. We always had to keep in mind that we have to think beyond where they are now and how they will be in the future. We have to have, as I noticed, and I'll share something, we received a strategic plan at the university, that's Alabama State University. It didn't say from to 2025. This is to 2030. So that means we're expanding way beyond the next 2 or 3 years to 5 years. So what we have to do with our boys is to look beyond what we see here and now to make sure they're focusing on the next level of life. And through life, you look at the next level of education, whether they're elementary to middle school to high school, and to high school to the post-secondary and even the postgraduate level or graduate level. Keep that in mind because we have to focus beyond what we see now. Make a commitment so they can achieve the success that they deserve. And lastly, I want to just talk about ways to show our support for our black students, particularly our black boys. Read, read, and read some more. Yes, what? Read, read, and read some more. They see you read. It's a possibility. You as a model, they will read. Sometimes don't talk about reading a book. Telling them to read the book. Won't you sit there and read the book while they're as well in class? Read, read, and read some more. Redecorate so all students are represented. That means in your classroom, in your school building, make sure every student is represented. You can do it based on, truly, truly do it based on culture. Make sure you emphasize that every child is important. Diversify the reading list that you have in the classroom library. You know what I say, classroom library. Always be looking to add a book to the library in your classroom. If you don't have a bookshelf that you can call a library where students can pull a book off and they can read, then do that as educators. We're talking about changing because the education system is what we say is failing our black boys. Do more than one thing. Don't propel them because they're super athletes on the field. Propel them in the academic setting so they can be super academic individuals. That's what we have to do. Make those classrooms in your school a place of safe interaction and trust. Make sure your classroom or your school building is a place of safe interaction. You should know all the hidden blind spots in your building. You definitely need to know all the blind spots in your classroom. Someone may come, well, you can know that because you're right there in the classroom. But I always share this with individuals who like to stand up in front of the class and lecture all the time. It's something about we as individuals, when we're looking out, we have something that we all know is called peripheral vision. So that means that we truly, truly look out in tunnel vision. It expands out, but we may not be able to see that person to our right. So you remember, know all the blind spots in your classroom. That means you can't stand up there in front of that class and just stand in one place. You have to move around. Because you know all your students, especially with our black boys, some of the challenges they're encountering, we're going to make sure we're available to show them that we care. It may require individuality being recognized. I want you to keep that in mind. Be intentional in what you're doing. You're intentional of empowering our black boys, changing them, caring. These things are intentional. We have to humble ourselves. Remember, humble yourself. Don't come in that way. I got mine. You need to get yours. You have to humble down and say, we about to get out. Because when you lose, I lose. When you win, I win. That's what it's all about. Or you're successful, I'm successful. Because I can take what I was doing to help you and help somebody else as well. Because I'm obsessed myself. So those are some of the things you can kind of put into play to support our black students as well as our black boys. It's been awesome sharing the thought with you today. See, God is so good and blessed us one more time. We call this Thankful Thursday, a day of thanksgiving. And then blessed us to see another day. Shout out again to Earl Preston, one of my former students from McKenzie School. The young man was in my class, but also played football and basketball for me, or for the school, but I was his coach. I give a shout out to Beta Psi Sigma chapter. Thank you so much, my brothers, of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. A shout out to Brother Lorenzo Fleming. He's Lorenzo _ Flynn, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Truly, truly, this young lady, beautiful young lady. Spirit is awesome. She also was one of the winners of one of our raffles. None other than Miss Bush EBS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. I'm going to shout out Blue Phi to all of y'all. And you can return it how you want to return it, my brothers and sisters. It's been awesome. Hashtag responsible. Truly, truly, you have to be responsible. Right now, quarantine with my grandson. That was test positive yesterday. Test positive for COVID. I tested negative. So let's be responsible. Where the time he spent, which I was in, away from me, and say, well, that's where I'm at. We don't know. Just everybody be responsible. Be careful because your child or your children, your grandchildren, may be the one that have to go through this. And you can carry right on like nothing's happened. Let's be responsible, practice all the protocol. Wash your hair, stay 6 feet, wear a mask, stay at home. If the vaccination is what you choose to do, fine. I am fully vaccinated and proud of it. We have to be careful, not careless. So be responsible. Hashtag communicate for understanding. The four is love. L-O-V-E. Number four is L-O-V-E. Communicate for love and understanding. We have an awesome show planned tonight at 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe. We will truly, truly take some time to focus on falling in love. And I use that thing we do. Come on, we're going to have an awesome time at 6 o'clock. So we want you to join us back at 6 o'clock. That's p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock, p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for being a part of what we're doing now. Next hashtag, keep on grinding. That's what it takes you. That's like now, in between two or three things, making sure grandson is in good shape and he's watching, doing Zoom with the university and sharing the love, the joy, and the peace with you. On WBSW Internet Talk Radio, and we're so glad to be the boys in many ways of the individuals and the people in the neighborhood. Blah, blah, blah. It's been awesome. The last two hashtags, I'm going to make sure I shout out all of you. It's a mindset. Falling in love is a mindset. It's a state of mind. Taking care of yourself and your family, block by block, is a mindset. And last but not least, hashtag make it do what you do. That's hashtag MIDWID. All is on the bottom. Expect to see you tonight at 6 o'clock. And we can talk about falling in love. Ain't easy to do now. You fall in love, are you willing to put the work in to maintain it? But we're going to talk about that tonight. Look forward to having you back. God is so good, he's blessed us one more time to be before you, to share and tell you. I have three L's that I want to share with you. Learn, live, let go. Sometimes you have to do that. Get on top of that. Give your family member a hug, whether it's virtual or face-to-face. Get them a just tell them you love them, virtually, or face-to-face. And last but not least, I always try to give this shout-out because it means so much to me. Because, see, truly, I love you all. Thank y'all for taking time to be a part of this. As I said earlier, we popped up to that 400, and we went 408 the other night. We're going 409. We're about to do 410. 110 episodes. See, God is good. He's truly good. You made a way for us to come here before you, especially allowed us through the tear to get here, the various tears to be here, where we can now have the ownership of WBSW Internet Radio. I give him the praise. And I ask you to do the same. For whatever is going on with you, give him the praise. And as we close out, like always, truly, truly, we're going to have some struggles. But as long as we begin to realize that we trust in our Lord and Savior, and when you share with you what you need to do, do it. We may not struggle. No. We don't want to write to the music. But as I close out, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it.